From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
It's time for the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Rip the sea!
time for the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. That was some River Runs Red with Migraine out of awesome Butte, Montana. Mistress Oisey, welcome you to another awesome show.
And this is Mistress Ansie saying, all right, what are you doing? What you up to? Anything yet? Yet?
This is Mistress Mystery saying, hey, are you getting naughty yet?
Because you should be.
Yay. Absolutely.
We just started, which means you should be already on your way.
Absolutely, especially when we start out with
River Runs Red.
Right?
Yes.
River Runs Red members included Kevin, Corey, Lincoln, Tom, and Kenny. They're an extreme metal band described as the only one of its kind from Butte. Influences include The Haunted, Pantera, Nevermore, Slayer, and, of course, Hemlock. They're no longer together, but they are still active in the music scene. We know that Kevin George is playing with At Home in Hell, which is fantastic and awesome. Make sure you're checking out At Home in Hell's page. You'll definitely want to check them out if you like River Runs Red. At Home in Hell member Kevin is still rocking the metal scene in Montana. So definitely check out a River Runs Red's old music that's on there and then give At Home in Hell a like and a listen. We're going to head over to the Bozeman, Montana area now with The Killer and Me.
Going to be playing If I Had My Way, You Would Be Pregnant. These members include Mario, Michael, Austin, Tanner, and Nick. Unfortunately, these guys are no longer together, but, you know, they are doing their own thing.
True story.
This is If I Had My Way, You'd Be Pregnant with the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Oh, up, guys? This is Josh.
This is Dave.
And this is Quincy.
And we are Artotis. And you are listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem. Dreamcatcher.
Can you catch my dream? I see my life shattering around me, broken fragments drifting down.
Hey guys, this is Joe Shufton from Hornstop Rocks, and I want you to listen to the Mistresses of Mayhem weekly. If not, I'm gonna come and get you.
This next one's about Star Wars. It's always so little. No one ever likes. So who likes Star Wars? Okay, if you don't like Star Wars, then you suck. I'm just kidding. So. That's so
cool.
shit. So if you want to kick some shit home, come fucking.
That was some Shake Fist with That Is No Moon. Shake Fist is out of Billings, Montana. Sadly, they are no longer together. What, about a year ago, they went and became the Shotgun Jack Nasty. And still not doing much at the moment. I think if we harass them enough, we may get them to play again soon. Maybe.
Let's hope so. That would be nice.
I think we harass everybody enough. Eventually, they will break, but... They used to have members Garrett, Stefan, Alex, Chris, and Steven. That song, of course, with That Is No Moon. I like those guys. It's kind of sad that they're not around.
But you can still enjoy their music. If you go to their Facebook or Reverb Nation page, you can download some music from them. And it's free, so it'll be awesome.
So that way they're gone, but never forgotten.
Right. And you can enjoy their music anytime you want.
So we're going to head over to the Billings, Montana area. With some End Ever. These guys were formed in 1998. Members include Mike, Matt, Mario, Dave, and Andre. They have an album out, Tales of the Spooky Thunderfish, and that is available right now. You can get the new album, get merch, more supplies, more info, and End Ever and Shenanigans on the website, friendsoftheend.com, Reverb Nation Twitter, and of course, Facebook.
I love those guys.
They are fantastic. They're just fun. They're super fun.
We hung out with them in California, a couple of them, and sit at the same hotel. And it was just like, it was like a big family reunion of metal, Montana metal, sitting up behind the pool and drinking and just being obnoxiously loud.
It's always fun.
As long as no one gets arrested, it's fine.
Nobody got arrested. We did all awesome. I was shocked with that many metalheads in one area unsupervised because there was no supervision.
We had no adult. It was crazy.
Yep. But we all survived.
They do have some upcoming shows, Endeavor, Disenchanter, and Castle. They are going to be playing at the Billings Rail Yard July 24th. It's an all-ages venue, and it's $10 at the door. The other thing that I'm super excited about is Endeavor, Faster Pussycat, and Don Jameson from That Metal Show will be hosting this. And this is also going to be at the Billings Rail Yard, and that's August 22nd, all ages show, and it's $20 in advance.
Are you excited about that?
Oh, my God.
She's just slightly
excited. I'm over here just squealing like a little girl going, oh, my God, it's Faster Pussycat. Oh, my God.
That should be a fun show. We'll have to make sure that we can take an adventure over there.
Yes, I have to see that. I have to go. I will go by myself. I will go without you.
I want to go with you.
We want to go, but quick trick or trying to not let us go. We'll force our way in your vehicle, I swear to God.
I will climb in your suitcase. I will climb on the roof.
We will hold on to the top of the vehicle. It'll be fine.
We're from Montana. We can tough it up.
It doesn't matter how cold it gets. We're used to it. It's like, yeah. It's not negative. It's fine.
Some sad news for Endeavor, but exciting news at the same time. Andre has recently left the band. He's off to new adventures. He got a new job promotion. He's going to be up in the Kalispell area now, and I wish him the best, and the rest of the band best as well. So it'll be interesting to see who fills that spot. So if you're a bassist and you can sing, you should probably get a hold of Endeavor and see if maybe you can fill that spot.
That would be fantastic because we all love Endeavor.
True story. And maybe we'll be able to party with you in California.
Yes, absolutely.
That would be an awesome thing.
Right? All right. This is Endeavor on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
For me, I hope there's no cigarettes. I don't wanna think.
This is Leif Winterow from Walking Corpse Syndrome. We are gonna skull you. Mistress of the Mayhem can cast.
Thank you.
You just got done listening to Shangri-La with their song Giza. These guys are out of Billings. We definitely love these guys. Not much activity this year. That's because their members are moving on and doing new and more interesting things at the moment. So definitely check out their Facebook page. Band members included Trevor, David, Ben, and of course Simon. Originally was formed back in 2007. They of course still have photos and downloads on Reverb Nation and Facebook. So give those guys a look and a shout out.
All right, we're going to go into the Great Falls area with some Cadmen. Members include, their members included Corey, and Jared. Described as three individuals, three styles, three personalities, and three brains. This is what creates Cadmen. Three dudes who love to play music and have fun in life. Although they're no longer together, you can still download their free music at Reverb Nation and on Facebook. Corey Allen has started up a new band, Piranha Dog. Piranha Dog has had a couple of small statewide tours, and they are slated to release an album in 2016. So, yeah, I'll be looking for that. So this is The Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Middle.
This song is called... What am I going to name it today? Do I Have to Put Handcuffs on Your Mama? That's the name of it. What a dick. guys, are you guys going to stick around for the rest of the show?
Mike, the big old Norwegian ginger, in odds and favored, and you're listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem.
That was The Farthest Edge with By and By from Billings, Montana, on The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. They were founded in 2011 and were growing strong up until 2015. Patrick, Rich, Stefan, and John were in the band. The song that we're playing for you, or the song that we played for you, is off the full-length album From Billings with Love, which is still available on Google Play. No longer together, but we're sure we'll see more from members as always. Some upcoming shows to the Montana metal scene. At Home in Hell will be performing live at Evil Knievel Days in Butte, Montana on July 22nd.
That's exciting. Oh my goodness. I cannot wait for that. Ugh.
Evil Knievel Day is never boring down here.
No, never. You should come check it out. It's actually a lot of fun and a lot of drunk.
At any time you can have awesome music at the same time. I mean, you can't beat it. know, things true. Blow up. People walk through things on fire.
Oh, yeah. I think people.
We have like car accidents on purpose.
Yes, on purpose. On purpose. It's pretty fantastic. You have guys on motorbikes doing these stunts that are just, they take your breath away. They really do. Watching these guys do all these stunts and whatnot for Evil Days is fantastic.
They're very talented.
They are.
More upcoming shows that you can check out on Montana Metal's Facebook page, Swamp Ritual, and Wizard will be playing at the Old School Records, and that's up in Kalispell, Montana on June 10th, so tomorrow night. So if you're up in the Kalispell area, go check out Swamp Ritual and Wizard live. And then, of course, we have Jessica, who's going to be performing with 16 Penny at Rockin' the Rivers. That's going to be fantastic. God.
Jessica.
It's like the entire reason I want to go to Rockin' the Rivers. And if I could find a way.
I've never been there, but I want to go support Jessica because she's awesome.
I love her. She's
and the guys. The guys are awesome.
They're just 16 Penny is one of those bands that you meet. And they just are so sweet and so friendly and put on one hell of a show on top of it. And I was actually looking at pictures on their Facebook that they recently posted of them practicing and inside their little area that they're trying to all be crammed in. I'm like, can you imagine being the lucky neighbors they have to get to listen to them practice all the time? You're like, who would need a radio?
Right?
I'm like, who needs a radio, man?
You can knock on the door and be like,
can I come in and watch?
Yes.
Can I come watch? Usually the mistresses ask creepy stuff like that, not music.
Yes, we like to watch.
So definitely get out to Rockin' the Rivers. That one's going to be over in the Three Forks area on August 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. Check out 16 Penny. And for more information on upcoming shows in your area, go to Montana Metal's Facebook page. Mr. Oisey, thanking you guys very much for tuning in each and every week. And if you have new music from bands in the Montana area that you want us to play, email our producer, DJ Sun, closingchapter@gmail.com.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying the summertime is a great time to go out and see a live show, see it outdoors. Go see it anywhere. Go see it in their garage if they'll let you. Go out, buy some merch.
I've seen some really, intimate shows and stuff in like garages and stuff. Some of them,
it's amazing. It's like fun. They do it in the smallest venues, and some of those ones are the best shows to
those
see.
Those intimate
Agreed.
Ones.
Because there's nothing like making eye contact with the singer and seeing the feeling in their eyes.
Right.
Feeling the music with them. Mm-hmm. That is the biggest thing. I love feeling
she
music.
She likes to feel things.
I do.
Let me feel my way. Come to my head.
And this is Mistress Mystery saying, yeah, if you're going out, seeing a venue outdoors, please don't forget the sunscreen because burns really do hurt.
They do.
Let's get back into the music. This is Killing Cain with Gypsy. Killing Cain is out of East Helena, or I guess I should say they were out of East Helena. They originally were founded back in 2000. Band members Sean, Jeff, and Karen. They, of course, were influenced by Ozzy / Kiss, Aerosmith, and Motley Crue, and much more. Sean, of course, has moved on to Mudkicker.
Yay, Mudkicker.
We love Mudkicker. Both bands are awesome. Both bands, you can check out both their pages. Go through, give them a like, give them a listen. Killing Cain, as you can definitely feel the beginning of Mudkicker when you listen to Killing Cain.
So you can hear some influences there.
You can hear the influences and how Mudkicker became Mudkicker. Mudkicker is a family band. Got Kiki, and you've got, of course, Sean.
And Eddie on drums.
Amazing that those kids, those teenagers, do as much as they do. They keep up their grades. They're good students. They play sports.
And music.
And they also, of course, do the music.
Touring.
I'm sure. Can you imagine them going into the band class and like, oh, we want you to do this. You're like, bitch, please. My dad puts me on way worse song, harder songs than this. Like, can we play something that's a challenge?
Right.
Can I make you somebody's voice with this guitar?
Yes.
Because I'm sure Kiki can just like make those other little students look like they're nothing.
Absolutely.
But of course, she's such a sweetie. I can't imagine her ever rubbing it into their faces.
She's awesome on that bass.
She's such a sweetheart, and she is so talented.
So talented.
The entire band is talented.
Yeah, I was going to say, everybody's talented.
But, us and the female power, we love Kiki.
Yes.
All right, this is Killing Cain, and you've been listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem. We want to thank DJ Sun for putting up with us each and every week, and of course, Sean for letting us play on mtradio.net. Be sure to check out his site, his radio, and help support him. Mm-hmm. You've been listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about The Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website, mistressesofmayhem.com.
What is the foundation for a sound solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment for those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. The North American Independent Rock Music Association also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award. The North American Independent Rock Music Association Award is the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creative and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.